You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Baltimore Ravens lose yesterday at home to the Pittsburgh Steelers, 27-22. They're now in second place in the AFC North. And a controversial play in the game involving Isaiah Likely in the end zone, a play that was called a touchdown, ruled a touchdown, and then later on ruled an incompletion. This is what John Harbaugh had to say.
Yeah, the explanation was a third foot didn't get down before the ball came out. That's what they said.
Do you believe it should have been touchdown?
You know what? I believe a lot of things. I think the play with I think the Aaron Rodgers play. I mean, just talking about rules here. It's not an officiating issue. It comes from New York. But you know, when you're making a catch, you have to survive the ground. You know, he didn't survive the ground. He's not down by contact. He was catching the ball on the way down with another person. So you got to make a catch there and survive the ground. I don't know why it was ruled the way it was on that one. All those things, they'll explain to us. But they had plenty of time to look at it, and they're the ones who are the experts on the rules. So. That's how it works.
Mike Preston, your thoughts about it. I don't think we heard your thoughts about the Isaiah Likely touchdown catch that was ruled incomplete. Do you think it was a touchdown?
I thought it was a touchdown, yeah. But this is the second week in a row it's happened to this guy. Tuck the football in,
yeah.
Gosh, man, the week before you're playing the Bengals, you get to the one-yard line. You try to stick it over or whatever. You can't do that. Yeah. That's just...
You ever watch the guys work out with the jugs machine and they're catching the ball and what's the next thing they do?
They put it away.
Yeah. You catch it, you put it away. Right. And again, like going back to something you had said last week about reaching out, and I watch so many guys reach out and try to score the ball, and I think it's the mentality to try to get the ball across the front of the end zone. And I've seen some fumbles that one team got lucky that the ball went out at like the 1-inch line instead of going out the other way.
Out of bounds in the end zone. Another controversial play was the unnecessary roughness call on the field goal attempt. Costed the Ravens 4 points on that drive. This is what Harbaugh had to say.
I didn't see head and neck contact. That's what I did not see. So, but you need to have head and neck area contact there, and it's got to be forceful, you know, contact. Not incidental contact. But I didn't see any contact myself.
I'm glad he said that at the end, Ed, forceful. I mean, it's football. We're going to make head and neck contact. But was it intentional or was it forceful?
So now you can't shoot the A-gap. You can't do that in football.
And that's exactly what he did.
That's what they're saying, right? That's what I thought.
If you watch it, he swims. He gets his left arm up as he's going in, and the guy that snaps the ball leans to try to block him. So, like... This is the problem I have, and again, it feels like everything went against the Ravens, and there were so many other things they could have done, but this is another week where you probably should have won that football game, and you didn't.
Yeah. John Harbaugh, what do you think about your quarterback yesterday?
I thought Lamar played really well. To your point, yes. I mean, I thought he played really well, and, you know, it was what we've come to expect and how he plays. And I always have so much respect for him and the way he plays and the way he fights and competes and everything else out there. When the games start and the lights come on, you know, there's nobody you'd rather have.
Jeremy Kahn, the only way I can think Lamar played well yesterday, if you want me to lower the bar.
Yeah.
You want me to lower the bar? Okay, he played well. The bar that he set, he has not played well in a month. Let's not change out. I feel like last year, let's win the Super Bowl, it became Lamar, let's win the MVP. Why do we keep changing? If this is the Lamar's a two-time MVP, according to Jeremy Kahn, should have been three-time MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's playing well for a two-time MVP? What we saw yesterday was well?
No.
Him missing receivers? Him missing a wide-open Derrick Henry? This is well? According to who? If it's Kyle Bowler, it's well. It's good for Kyle Bowler. It's not good for a two-time MVP. I'm not changing my standards or my expectations.
You see the look on Derrick Henry's face after
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like what the? Come on,
ooh,
dude.
Oh, yeah, he was hot.
You don't see him get animated, at least on the field, or demonstrative. And he didn't there, but I'm looking at his face and I'm making judgments going, yeah, I get it. You upset. You wide open. Mm-hmm. Like, who knows? He would have gotten at least 20 yards on that
play.
You
know what I felt like with Derrick Henry yesterday? 2 years ago, Odell Beckham Jr. on the sidelines trying to wake Lamar Jackson up. It was akin to that to me, Mike. If veterans were saying, look, man, my clock is ticking. What are you doing? My clock is ticking, man. And I felt it was akin to that. Speaking of Lamar, he talked his takeaway from the game.
Just got to finish, man. Division of game. Just came down to the last second, last minute. Just got to finish. Find a way to put some points on the board. They beat us by 5 points. You got to find a way to put a touchdown on the last drive.
Man. Wasted opportunities.
Yeah.
Wasted potential. Seriously. Not of the individual, of the season as a whole. Just wasted potential, man.
But it's a handful of things. Like, again, you're going to go back to Lamar, but it is watching the poor play of the offensive line. It's watching, as we've talked about, for whatever reason, guys not putting the ball away, fumbles going in the wrong direction, tip passes seem to go the other way, even to their own quarterbacks. I didn't understand that. We just went over three calls we didn't understand, and the team played so poorly that I don't even care about those three calls, really. I don't. I'm just tired of going, man, that was weird. That happened. Sometimes you make your own luck. Right. And right now, it's a lot of bad luck.
Hey, name the plus players on offense. We got Lamar. Who else we got?
Zay. And Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Plus players?
Yeah.
Mitchell is when he's out there.
Mitchell had a great day until he got hurt.
I would say should be, likely. These are plus players.
Andrews is. Yeah.
These are guys with plus talent. So Lamar was asked after the game if he was surprised they were struggling with all of that talent.
Yeah, I can say that. You know, we got new additions. We got D-Hop, guys like that on our team. And I don't think he came over here for us to be in this situation. You know, we known for winning, man. But I feel like this is just an adversity game, man. I feel like this point of the season, you know, we got to just keep fighting and we'll just keep God first.
And Bateman's got to catch that ball.
What's going on, Mike?
Hmm?
What is going on with this offense?
Do you really want me to start?
Yes.
This is a whole five-hour conversation.
Yes.
It's
only a four-hour show, man.
The quarterback is not playing well. We've already established that fact. Their offensive line is not very good, which is very strange. I mean, you go back to the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. They had the number one running offense in the NFL, and then all of a sudden, they can't do it, even though they did it yesterday. But they still can't pass block. They just that group is not very good at pass blocking, and they never will be. They just have to run the football. To me, that's their identity for the rest of the season. We're going to run the football. We are who we are. And all the other stuff, it's irrelevant. Defensive, on defense, their secondary is atrocious. Nate Wiggins is one of the worst tacklers I've ever seen.
Oh, my goodness.
Ever.
It's no effort even put into that.
Yeah, and the run where they score on that touchdown run where it's a toss around the left end, he runs past the ball carry, almost out of bounds, instead of turning him back. I mean, you got a breakdown. There's the sideline there. You got a breakdown. You got to force it. It can't happen. Marlon Humphrey is a liability. They don't have a pass rush. But we knew that going into the season. The biggest surprise for me is their offensive line. I never saw this coming. And it's the same group. They're missing McCary, who went to Jacksonville. But other than that, it's the same group. I think at the end of the season, if John Harbaugh is still the head coach, he has to take a look at that offensive line and say, do we need to bring somebody else in or what? Because coaching-wise, there's something missing from that offensive line group.
Mike Preston's report card, more of him at 7:30, but on the other side, offensive, defensive player of the game. Up next on the
fan. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Baltimore Ravens took the L yesterday, 27-22, in the hands of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And as much as I hate to do this, guys, my offensive player of the game is going to be Aaron Rodgers. 23-34, 284 touchdown, passer rating of 103.1, throwing deep balls like he never has all year. Also ran for a touchdown, fought for that fumble, interception, whatever that was. We don't like the call, but he's sitting there and fought for it. Aaron Rodgers dialed it back a little bit in terms of his years yesterday against the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
Let me second that, Rob. He completed passes of 52. 38 and 31 yards.
Yeah.
And a lot of those on the outside, and everyone kept saying he couldn't throw the long ball anymore, and he was a statue, which I thought he was too. And then all of a sudden yesterday, and he talked about it after game where he goes, hey, man, you know, when you get 40, sometimes your body can move, and then sometimes, some days it can't. He goes, and today was one of those days, and I'm like, yes, it was, because he was moving around. They were rolling him to the right. He was stepping up. And how about the time that they almost got a sack on him and he ducked under and got outside?
Yeah, Mike Green.
Green had him.
What's up with Aaron Rodgers, man? I thought he was a statue, and all of a sudden, not anymore. I thought he played extremely well, and I thought he controlled the game.
Yes, he did, most importantly.
He ran that game from the officiating to where he was talking to John Harbaugh. And I think he was talking some kind of trash.
Oh,
to
he was
John.
Flipping him off. F you. Yeah,
yeah, man. Yeah. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, man. He earned his.
He owned the huddle on that alone. When he went back to the huddle after that, after you cut, you're cussing the opposing head coach
oh,
out.
Oh my goodness!
Now you can step in the huddle and say anything you want.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. You can say anything you want, bro. You're a Steeler right now.
Yep. And he was like yapping at his
and it was intentional.
Lineman.
You know it was intentional.
Yeah. 14 when he didn't run that route in the end zone and he threw it one way and the guy went the other way and I'm like,
well, what about when they didn't
What
about when they didn't get to the line of scrimmage fast enough? Ravens to challenge the
yes
and they reversed
he went
it.
Berserk.
He went berserk.
Yeah.
And that was to me, you could talk about the Aaron Rodgers that you don't like. That's the Hall of Fame Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, it is.
The next time something close happened, like the next quarter, what happened? They got to that line of scrimmage before the Ravens could challenge it.
Yep.
And so that was, you know.
I thought it was awesome.
I'm planting the seed, guys. Yeah. We knew that play was iffy. Yeah. Let's go.
Well, you guys had a guy from Pittsburgh who called in sometime during the week, and they were asking, you guys were asking him about Aaron and that snarky, I'm the smartest guy in the room personality that he has. And the guy starts talking about, yeah, but we like that because the receivers didn't run the right routes and he took them home and got on them. And I'm like, that's what you want from your quarterback.
So basically when you are the smartest man in the room, it's okay to be the smartest man in the room.
You're damn right. Yeah. When it comes to football, yeah. And you know something? That to me is for Lamar Jackson. That is the final step in his greatness, is to take over this team. You got to do that, man. You got to run the huddle. You got to run everything. And you noticed Aaron Rodgers yesterday, every count got down to like 1 second before they snapped the ball.
Right.
He worked that clock. And I'm like, this guy is running the show. He ran the offense. It was incredible.
Jeremy Cohn, who's your defensive player of the game?
I mean, I could give it to the officials, I guess, but I'll give it to Joey Porter Jr. to go along with it because he's the first guy that I saw break up an actual touchdown pass. Like, I mean, actually, it should have been a touchdown pass. And you guys, everybody can say what they want. Like,
I got nothing to say.
That play changes the game. Do I think he made the play? No, he got beat for a touchdown, and the referees go, is his dad working in New York? Is that what happened? Joey Porter's dad up there to say, hey, that's not a catch?
It was a ridiculous call.
But I'll give it to him.
What makes it even more ridiculous is this. It was a touchdown on the field.
Yes.
Yes.
How do you overturn that?
That's what I didn't get.
But Aaron Rodgers was down by contact when he's reaching for the ball on the ground.
And that was called an interception.
Yeah.
It was. Oh, they signaled Ravens ball.
Yes, they did.
You know what?
And then they turned it around.
Yeah.
You know,
and you know, the best thing, though, is watch Aaron Rodgers. On that play, he's over there moaning and complaining to the officials. And at one point, he walked back out on the field and said, it's my ball. It's our ball. Give it to Pittsburgh. And I was like, that's what you want in a quarterback. Mm-hmm. You take control. You tell them, I'm a four-time most valuable player. I'm getting this. And he did.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here looking at all those different plays that went down in that game. And the one thing that really makes me upset is I was just scrolling through social media. Turns out Jason Whitlock, Skip Bayless, and Stephen A. Smith and I are all on the same page of that being a touchdown catch, which makes me wonder if it actually
question
was a catch.
It, yeah. I'm just questioning why he couldn't play like this for the Jets.
You know why.
I know why.
You know why. Hey, it's weird. I walked in the building and now I suck. What happened? Oh, you're a Jet.
Did you drink from that fountain?
Oh, yeah. You're going to help kill Carl.
Fan reaction at 7:45. We want to hear from you. Don't go anywhere. 410-583-1057. But on the other side, the professor is in. Mike Preston's report card up next on The Fan. Monday morning quarterback on The Fan, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Mike Preston, the professor, is in after the Ravens' 27-22 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike, you gave quarterback Lamar Jackson a C+. Talk about it.
Just based on the previous four or five games, he was not very good, and he overthrew and underthrew a lot of receivers, and he did that Sunday. He had some of the same bonehead decisions in that game as well, but at least he had six carries for or seven carries for, what, 43 yards? He did run around the corner a couple times. He did scramble and look like he was going to go up the middle. He was a threat. So that's why you got to see. Plus, finish with a quarterback rating of 71%.
Can I say this, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be on record with this.
Uh-huh.
I'm so done with Lamar Jackson's rushing stats. I couldn't give a rip. He's a quarterback. He's a quarterback. He could have had 100 yards rushing yesterday. I wouldn't care. I grade him on one thing, his ability to play quarterback. The rushing is a plus. I grade him alone on, and that's why I would have given him a D, because what I saw out there field yesterday was unacceptable. It was. I don't care about his running ability. And I heard that so much yesterday by the people around me. Well, it looks bad. Look at him run. Look at him run. He just missed the wide open running back, right? That's what he's paid for.
Because he's not a thrower like that. That's not his game. His game, you are who you are. He's been the best dual threat quarterback in the NFL. That's what he does. He can run, he can throw, but that's what he does. That's who you are. And remember who you are. Play like who you are, okay? And that's what he does best.
But he's also had.
It's his game.
I mean, look.
I don't want to talk to you no more.
His first MVP won. Granted, Pat Mahomes got hurt that year. He threw more touchdowns from the pocket than any quarterback in the
league.
Yes. He's got the highest quarterback rating, or at least
used to. Yeah.
Maybe he's second now, or maybe he's even dropped down further with the past couple games. I mean, I think he's a really good thrower of the football. But as Mike's pointing out, like, you know, their fans are going to look at it, and anytime you see that ground in front of you and you throw an incomplete pass or you turn the ball over, they're going to be like, why aren't you running it? But at the same extent, you can't say that, because what happens when you make a play like you did to Zay Flowers? What happens when you make that intermediate play to Likely and he runs it towards the end zone and eventually fumbles through like he did on Thursday night?
Well, if he's at least somewhat of a threat to go outside, Watt ain't crashing down like he did yesterday.
And it's very fair. I'm not arguing
he
that.
He ain't. He's just at least got to respect that to say he might get outside of me, and if he does, he could go all the way. And that happened last year in that playoff game. He kept getting around that corner where he would sucker him down, and I'm like, yep, that's what he does best. You are who you are. That's what he does best.
Would you grade the running backs?
Running backs, I gave him a B+. I thought they did very well. I mean, Derrick Henry, 25 attempts, 94 yards. Keaton Mitchell, 6 carries, 76 yards. They had 40 carries for 217 yards, average 5.4. But they waited a little too late in the second half to start this thing. Hey, that's the theme that you came into this game and like, just run the football. They can't stop the run. And it took them a while to figure it out and to say, oh, we got to block this end because he keeps crashing down on us. No. Hey, Ricard, what took him so long to get in the game? Like, fullback, go block this guy. I don't understand
game plan.
I don't understand.
That's what it was. You start off the game running away from Watt and let him blow things up in the backfield. That was the problem. What about the offensive line, Michael?
I gave them a C. They ran the football well, and they had like 420 yards of total offense. They can't pass block.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I read it somewhere, like, of the 25 dropbacks or whatever Lamar had, he was pressured on 24. That's way too much. And they were getting stuck coming up the gut. I'm like, no, you can't have that. I mean, at least on the outside, you got a chance. But coming up the gut, you can't go anywhere. So I gave them a C just because they had a lot of yards rushing. And wide receivers, after Zay Flowers, did they seem like they, to me, they weren't even interested in this game. I mean, Mark Andrews, what did he finish with? One catch at 9 yards? That can't happen.
And that last play was, or at least going back to it, the drop by Andrews, if you want to call it that, where his hands hit the ball. That pass was DeAndre Hopkins, who's standing there just like
waving,
butt naked. Yeah. And the look on his face. And by the way, if anybody's going to complain about Andrews, if you're a receiver, you see the ball, you go get it. Because if he lets that thing go by and it was for him, what's everybody going to say?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. Like, it sucks in the moment. Why were they in the same area? Was it because the play broke down? Was that the design? Should he have thrown it higher? Should he have thrown it sooner? Because Hopkins opened up fairly easily in the back of the end zone with nobody around him.
So Zay Flowers had 8 touches. I was impressed by that. 8 catches for 124 yards. had a long of 35. Isaiah Likely, I get it. I thought it was a touchdown too.
But?
Tuck the ball. And if that didn't happen on Thanksgiving night against Cincinnati, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But we saw that, like, they teach you that in Pee Wee football. Catch and tuck the ball. That's the problem I had with him.
And it goes back to something, Jeremy, you said, and you're right. You see that all the time. But that doesn't make it right. That's why they tell you not to do that. You see it all the time, and we take for granted that it always happens. But when it doesn't happen, like it did for Likely on Thanksgiving night, then coaches go back to saying, that's why we tell you to tuck it in. Oh, that's why we tell you not to. But you're right.
I thought you were talking about the Mark Andrews.
No.
But the thing is, Likely's won the triple play in the end zone. He's fumbled through the back of the end zone. He had a catch that wasn't called a catch, and he's also come down with 2 feet where his toe was touching the white against the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He has some goofy-ass stuff happening in the end zone.
Yeah.
And what did they – did Romo call him Lively?
Yeah, he did.
Lively.
Yeah, he did.
He called him Lively. Yes.
What about the D-line, Mike Preston?
Hey, man, when you hold a team to 34 yards rushing, that's a pretty good day. But, got to get some pressure in this game. Hey, Aaron Rodgers standing back there, drinking a cup of coffee, lighting up a cigarette, taking smoke, kind of like, hey, got all day. You don't have zero sacks in the game against the guy who's considered a statue. That's not very good. That's not very impressive. They only had like three quarterback hits in this game.
One.
Yeah, that's not a good day. That's not a good day. Hey, Mike Green, excuse me. I think they could have got more up front from their guys as far as getting their hands up because you knew Aaron Rodgers was going to throw a lot of quick stuff. But fortunately for them, they threw the ball downfield because they went after a certain cornerback, and we'll talk about him more later. But they got a B minus. Linebackers, hey, Mike Green, all right, I gave them a C minus. You see that running back out in the flat, and how many times have we seen that this year? And I've written about that like three or four times, where they catch the ball in the flat, and they just run down the field because there's no one there.
Yeah,
that's coaching. I put that on the coaching. I do put it on Mike Green, like, hey, he went that away. You got to cover this guy. And he didn't. Where were these outside linebackers as far as pressure? Didn't see it much. I think Roquan Smith and Teddy Buchanan are good. They're decent players as far as run defense, but pass defense, their weaknesses. I can see that coming. So I gave them a C minus. Secondary.
D. D.
Marlon Humphrey. You know, I still don't understand why he's on the outside with Metcalf. And you know, as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, we know where this is going. We know where this is going because they saw it last week. Well, that's where he threw the ball. And he gets Marlon Humphrey on the outside. And I understand it, maybe because he starts in the slot. But he put him on the outside with him, one-on-one. Cover him. Rotate your safety over to that guy. I don't get that. Nate Wiggins, you got to tackle, guy. You just got to tackle people. And some of that stuff that they were doing, it was pretty bad. I gave them a D. Kyle Hamilton finished with what? I don't even see his name here. Oh, three tackles. Kyle Hamilton doesn't have more than like six or seven. It's not a good day for defense. That kind of tells you something. Aaron Rodgers had a nice game against him. But I gave them a D. Special teams. LeJonte Wester. All right. Oh, don't get me started, Rob, because I'm getting on a roll here. All right? All right? You can't run east and west in the National Football League, son. It's one move.
And go.
Get up in the gap. All right? And you're gone. All you had to do was
he did that
go.
Against Colorado State.
Yeah.
Go ask, true, he did.
Go ask Jermaine Lewis. He was there yesterday celebrating the 30th year of the championship team. That's what he did.
Did you see when Tulsa tried to run cover two against him, what he did to them? Hey, you in the front. You got
yes,
a question.
Sir. Yes, sir. I got to talk to Mike on this because you're going to make fun of me. Jordan Stout is averaging 51 yards a punt for the season.
He's that's the your guy. Highlight?
He's the guy. He's
averaging the guy. 51 yards a punt. That means when he kicks it 49, it's a bad punt.
Dude's having a great season.
Hey,
Unless he's kicking from the 50.
His average is 51 yards a punt.
Yep.
And I've seen that before.
Man, I ain't trying to spend a segment on punters.
He should be average. He should be kicking off.
Yeah, he should be.
He did it when Tucker was here.
Yes, you got a point there.
And he did it at Penn State. He did it when Tucker was here because Loop is costing us with these out-of-bounds kicks. He's either not in the zone, out-of-bounds, starting under 40, like, uh-uh.
Yeah, Jeremy, I don't get that.
The man is averaging 51.3 yards a punt for the season.
I want a season where I don't hear his name.
That's fine. That's fine, but you go to him. What you give Coach Mike?
Wait a minute. I'm not finished with Tyler Loop. You kicked three field goals. Hey, you missed an extra point. I don't get that one. And this directional stuff with these kickoffs. And you just said it. What's going on there? Just kick the damn ball down the field. All right? That's the best thing.
Give your opponent a field position on their own 40.
Yeah, start 40, the drive. 43. That's incredible stuff. You know, I know. I'm off. I'm off. I'm off. I'm off. I'm off. I'm off. Okay. coaching, what took them so long? Ty Monkey, what took you so long to figure out that the Watt guy was coming down the line of scrimmage? I could see that. I'm not a coach. No, I'm just a mild-mannered reporter for the Baltimore Sun. That's who I am.
Mild-mannered.
But
what's the grade? Don't bury the headline.
No, I'm not done. I'm on a roll here.
You know, we got this thing called a commercial break.
Man, F your commercial break.
This thing called commercial
you can't
break.
Even see Michael on TV. It doesn't matter. You just hear his voice.
It's like a floating head now.
Yeah. But anyway, come on, man. You got to figure this thing out. I'm glad they went to the running game in the second half. Got it. Defensively, you got no pass rusher. You can't cover. You're in trouble.
Other than that, how was the play, Miss Lincoln? Yeah.
You can't beat good quarterbacks. I don't care what anybody says. You haven't beaten them. And we'll go back to last season when everybody kept saying, oh, they got better in the second half of the season. No, they didn't. They played bad quarterbacks. That's exactly what happened. Go back and look at the names of the quarterbacks they played. They were bad quarterbacks, including Russell Wilson. They played him like two times. All right? Anyway, I gave them a C because at least they did fight. They played hard. But that's it. I'll shut up for the rest of the show.
The good, the bad, the ugly at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, fan reactions on the fan. Let's go.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The phone lines, let's go out to Herb. What's up, Herb?
Say, guys, you know, I think we're all spoiled by Lamar being in Baltimore, and we all love him. But I was just wondering, I have two thoughts, two questions, actually. Do you think in back of Lamar's mind, he wants to finish his career in Miami or a domed stadium? And that's one thought. The second one is I was at the game yesterday sitting with a bunch of Steeler fans.
Sorry.
But we all had the same thought. Why is there such a discrepancy between the officiating in NFL and college football? Because, you know, college officials seem to be on the periphery. They do a great job. And in the NFL, like, one thing we had in common yesterday was we expect a flag on every play. And it is really getting to be a pain in the ass with the referees being front and center in the NFL product.
That's the difference. You just named the difference. In the NFL, they want to be stars. First of all, I have no idea what's in the back of Lamar's mind, nor do I want to.
Yeah.
But I will agree with the officials in the NFL want to be stars. He said he nailed it. And the ones in the college game aren't trying to be stars.
I'll listen to that part if you're talking about. We know the names of the officials in the NFL, and I know way too many of their names, by the way. In college, though, I still think that the incompetence level's up. I mean, it's a very tough sport to officiate, but when we get into the problems where we have an answer of what this is, and they say, yeah, that's not a catch, or that's not that, then you go, well, wait a minute. You just told me this was this in this game. Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason.
Let's go to Wayne in Dundalk. What's up, Wayne?
Gentlemen. Hey, one of the things, I just wanted to, because I'm disappointed about, man, it's just like the things with Lamar, you know, and I kind of didn't watch the end of the press conference. And because I didn't want to get irritated, but one of the things he said was, "We shouldn't have lost last week and this week." You know, I want to hear Lamar have some accountability, man. You know, step up and say, "Hey, I threw that interception that cost us," and just accept it. And I think that he's playing in his head. I just want to see Lamar go out there and play football, man. Just run the ball, throw the ball, not be in your head. I think that's the biggest thing, man. But Lamar's got to get better. The offensive line, I mean, he's seen T.J. Watt coming across the back. He could have, like, flinched at him, and at least he would have had a look at him. But he watched him, like Preston said, you didn't even fake, like, it was a fake handoff. You just sat there and watched him go after Henry. There's just so many things that were bad yesterday. And
I got my Lamar complaints, Wayne, but lack of accountability ain't one of them. Let's go to Rocky in Baltimore. What's up, Rocky?
Hey, what's going on, you fellas?
What's up, man?
I got a question. I mean, well, not Mike Preston took the words right out of my mouth about Aaron Rodgers. The same thing happened last week with Joe Burrows. Aaron Rodgers turned the clock back at least 5 years yesterday. The defense cannot get to the quarterback. I looked at his uniform. His uniform looked like he just put it on. Joe Burrows back there was comfortable back there in the pocket. What is it? Is it the coaching or is it the players? I just can't answer that. Is it the coaching or the players?
I mean, who do you have that you consider to be a premier pass rusher other than Mike Green? Nobody. Indeed. I mean, what are your expectations to get to the quarterback on a consistent basis?
Yeah.
Nobody. You can't blame the coaches. They don't have it. They don't have that dude.
I think they both have a share to blame here.
Yeah, because, I mean, they do a decent job when they play bad quarterbacks. And their offensive lines are suspect, but I mean, they were running those blitzes up the middle, faking them. And Aaron Rodgers was like, nah, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
This is nothing new. I've already counted this before.
It's not like Steeler fans haven't been complaining about their offensive line either, and some of the other issues they've been complaining about Aaron Rodgers all year long.
Rightfully so. Yeah. Not yesterday.
He looked like a young Aaron Rodgers yesterday. He really did.
But think about it. You've had multiple games now where you had extra time to get ready and make something happen. You faced inferior opponents. You faced opponents. One was the worst defense in the history of the league. This week, it was a team that gave up 55 carries last week and had 2-100. Well, maybe it was a 2-100. That was the Eagles Bears. They had a ton of rushing yards against them.
We'll have a 200.
Yeah. But it wasn't 2 100 yard rushers, I don't think, was it? Yeah.
That's good.
No, I think James Cook had like 170 or something.
Let's get Antonio on rules there. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. After the loss to the Steelers, can the Ravens win out and make the playoffs? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You too. They can. They won't. They're not winning out. And come on, Mike.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
You flip the switch all of a sudden.
Nobody's winning out in this division.
Yeah, they're not winning out for the rest of the way. I think there's a better chance for them to go winless than to win out.
See, there's some.
I don't think either one happens.
Well, there's some obvious things that we all do this. Like people were talking about it on TV. It's like, hey, can the Bengals win the last four games this year and make the playoffs? And it's like, they had 12 and they won 4. Why are they going to win 4 out of 4 now?
Yeah.
Like, why are we expecting that? But we have to talk about it because it's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean,
none of these teams are winning out.
If you ask me, what's the better chance for them to win none than win 4? Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, man. Same old Ravens, man. Let me cook for a second real quick. I'm trying to tell y'all, we don't make the playoffs. When we make the playoffs, man, John Harbaugh got to go. I'm going to tell you why, right? You got fans saying, I don't even want to listen to the press conference, right? Do you think they're going to want to listen to him all offseason next year? No. You feel me? We got to get a coach in here that can coach them guys up. Because I like the last caller, what he said. He said, is it the players or the coaches? I think it's kind of both, right? But when you got players out there that you know they could do what they could do, why the coaches not coaching like for Lele? It's so funny how these NFL players, they sit up here, they search their name in the balls like Rashad Bateman. They sit out here, they block people and all that. So they know what's going on. So you telling me the coaches don't know what's going on? For Lele is doo-doo, man. Like, this team is a joke. And we had a 45-year-old quarterback come out there yesterday and pat us up, man. Like, it don't make no sense. When is the Ravens going to start playing better? Like, I'm tired of this, like, from the quarterback.
Maybe they can't. Maybe they can't. I mean, maybe the answer is they can't. You're right. Overall issues with this team, it's the coaches and the players. But when he asked me about specifically pass rush, that dog don't hunt. Who do you have that's a pass rusher other than Mike Green? I don't think that's coaching and players. You don't, Ed, if you don't have the guy that can do it, what are you going to coach him up to do?
You can't. You just can't. I mean, you can't make a person of a sow's ear. I mean, not saying these guys are garbage, but if you don't have it, you don't have it.
You don't have it. No doubt about it.
You can teach people. Then
what, are they going to play better? Maybe they can't. Maybe this is as good as they are right now.
I'll tell you what I did notice that we don't see a lot of. And it's not when you saw Watt just on passing plays, use his hands really well. A lot of hand fighting. Just slapping
His first move is with his hands,
slapping the tackle's hands off of him. And I just think that needs to be stressed more. I remember having dinner with McCrary, and he said, God, I'd love to go help these guys with that because it's so much like martial arts work. Mm-hmm. Like, what was it? Jay Glazer helped Michael Strahan. They were friends, and apparently, Glazer into something. One of your martial arts was helping Strahan with the hand fighting.
Yeah, he was doing that. And you go back to DeMarco Farr with the Rams was another guy who was doing it. But the big thing now, they were talking about putting on boxing gloves when you're hand fighting so that way you're not grabbing. Mm. So, they work out with that as well. It's something they brought up on
stuff like
broadcast.
That for years. I mean, with the airplane pilots where they're always working with their hands and things. They've been doing that. I don't know what the Ravens' problems are, but they had them.
Coach's Corner at 8:30, but on the other side, the good, the bad, the ugly on the Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.